Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Tes Zayin, and we are on Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Again, in the middle of a discussion, let's start with the second wide line. Second wide line on Kuf Tes Vav Amid, Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. The Gemara here, as we know, is searching through the Shittas of the Tanaim for the Bakar for Basav Chalav. It is fascinating. The Gemara doesn't mention it, but why the Torah does not mention the Isser of Achila Beferish? Again, why doesn't it just tell us, don't eat Basav Chalav? How many Isuri Achila are there in the Torah that the Torah does not say, don't eat Basav Chalav? Or don't, or even if it's not the Ochel, but maybe it's the Achel, something related to Achila. You know, how many are there? So, okay, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is one, right? Call an Nefesh Esralo Su'une, that any soul that does not afflict itself. So we know that's why, because there's a kiyum of inui. There's no isser of achila, and that's why there are different shiurim on Yom Kippur than there are the rest of other isseri achila, because it's not an isser, but it is a kiyum asay of inui. But basav achalav is an isser. Basav achalav is the losav ashagadib achalevimo three times. We pass it according to that daya. That's the one that most quote. But it is interesting. The Gemara goes through all the different sources, but Lamaiseth, after all the dust settles, it is an interesting question why the Torah does not say the isser of basav achalav explicitly. You know, somebody that to connect the Isser of Bishul to the Isser of Basav Chalav, yes, that definitely is reflected, maybe relating to the Shita of the Kesef Mishnah that we mentioned a few days ago, that the Isser of Bishul is so that you don't come to eat Basav Chalav. But it is interesting, the question still stands after all the sources are given. So we have a couple of sources. What is the Makar for the Isser of Basav Chalav? We have the Be'er Bishmal, as we mentioned, that's the one that Rashi quotes Al HaTorah, and that is the most common one. Lo Savash HaGadi three times, Achila, Hana, and Bishul. But the Gemara now is in the sugyas of figuring out the sheet of Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda says there's a two-step makar. Basav Chalav. How do I know Basav Chalav is usher to eat? How do I know it's usher to get benefit from? So usher to eat, we know it from the Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah of Anshe in Parshas Re'eh, we have Am Kadosh Ata in the context of Basav Chalav, and in Parshas Mishpatim, Anshe Kodesh Tiyun Li Ubasav Hazad Treifa Lo Zachelu. So we compare, just like Treifa is usher Bachila, so too Basav Chalav is Asr Bachila. So then the Gemara says, okay, that's Asr Bachila. How do I know Isr Hana'ah? So we know it from Kal Vachomer, from Arla. Just like Arla did not have an Aveira done to it. I plant something, it's Arla, the first 3 years. I didn't do anything wrong. Arla is Asr Bahana'ah. So do Basav Chalav is Asr Bahana'ah. So we said, Arla, maybe Arla is more Chomer because it never had a Shas HaKosher. Arla was never Mutter. The second that it came into existence, it was Asr. So, and Basav Chalav was Mutter, so therefore, isn't that a Kula? So you can't have a Kal Vachomer to Basav Chalav? Answer, no, Chametz Pesach. Chametz Pesach will prove that connection is wrong, because Chametz Pesach had a Shas HaKosher, and it's also Asr Bana. So it's a team. Chametz Pesach and Arla teach me Basav Chalav. So the Gemara says, Chametz Pesach is also more Chomer, so you can't have a Kal Vachomer. It's Anush Kares. So the Gemara, instead of, as we'll get to this, instead of how the Gemara often does, when we have a two-on-one, we have two teaching me one, we keep going back and forth within the two, the Gemara here brings in a third factor, instead of staying within the two. And that is Kelei HaKerem. Kelei HaKerem will prove it, that there's no Anush Kares there, and it's still Asr Bana. So the Gemara learns it out, those are the three. So ultimately, and we're going to ask on this 3-1. So then the Gemara said, how do I know Gzeirah Shavah? Why do I need the Gzeirah Shavah for even? What do I need step one for, as we started off today's review? What do I need step one for from Treifa? Just learned the whole thing, a Kal Vachomer from Arla. If Arla, there's no Aveira done, and it's Asr Bachila and it's Asr Bana, so surely Basav Chalav, there was an Aveira done. It should be Asr Bachila and Asr Bana. The Gemara says, no, there are other cases where an Aveira was done, and it is still Mutter Behana. We had Kilei Behema and others. And then finally, the Gemara said, so what do we even need? Let's start with actually the second to last line on the second to last skinny line. Three lines up from where we said we were going to start. So the Gemara says, so what do I even need to bring in a third factor for Lema Arla Tochiach Vleader Dina Vlaisi Maatsan? As we said, maybe we should just use the two factors. Whenever you have a matzad, you go, learn it from A. Oh, A has a specific factor. Learn it from B. B has a specific factor. Learn it from A. Go back and forth. What do you need to bring in a third factor of kilei hakerem? So Gemara says, Amar Avashi, Mishum Dikla Meimar Nevela Tochiach. Because if you want to bring in the third factor of kilei hakerem, you would just stay with chametz and arla, you would be able to have a kasha on that makar from Nevela. Sha'asura b'achila umuteres b'hana. Nevela is also b'achila and it's mutter b'hana. So the three models fit better. Fine. So Amalei, so now we're going to have a couple of statements of Reish Lakish. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Rav Ashi. Hachem inim shei the Reish Lakish. I don't understand how you could bring in the third factor of kilei hakerem. Why? Kol mahatzad migufo parchinan me'alma lo parchinan. When you have a model, two models, two sources teaching me a third, right? A and B is teaching me C. Arla and chametz is teaching me basa b'chalav. The way that you can destroy and torpedo that makar is from within, not from without. It's migufo parchinan. So why did the Gemara here bring in a third factor, right? We should, from within, break the limud from having a problem or a common denominator between arla and chametz. So why did it bring in a third factor? So the Gemara says, ihachi tesi b'ma'atzad. So if that's true, so now we go back to the original question. And therefore, arla and chametz, so we don't need kilei hakerem. So the Gemara says, no, mishum l'ikel mifrach. Because if you wouldn't have brought a kilei hakerem, you have a kasha on chametz and arla. Ma latzar shava shavahem shekem kidulei karka. Right? They grow from the ground. And we're trying to teach it to basa b'chalav, which doesn't grow from the ground. So you see there's a difference. So the Gemara says, okay, even with kilei hakerem, it doesn't help. So you're saying, oh, we brought in kidulei karka because you have a problem with those two. But kilei hakerem doesn't solve that problem. All three of them are items that grow from the ground, while basa b'chalav is not kidulei karka. Interesting, kidulei karka, there are different rules for when is something called kidulei karka and what is that. Are animals kidulei karka? That's a question, right? Things that grow from the ground, grow from the ground. So the Gemara here is calling animals not gedulei karka. So there's a shaila in Hilchas Shabbos, right? There are certain malachas that only apply to gedulei karka. And when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, Gemara says beferish, in Shabbos, daf ayin, hey or so, ein disha ela b'gedulei karka. Disha, threshing is only by gedulei karka. That's the Gemara beferish, and we paskin that way. Ein disha ela b'gedulei karka. What's the problem? The problem is, yeah, it says it there, ayin hey amid aleph. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote, but the Rambam even more explicitly by the Malacha, that if somebody, Reuven punches Shimon on Shabbos, right, the Rambam Shita of Chovel. Chovel is unclear in the Gemara which Malacha da'oraisa it is. So we know the Gemara says Chovel is also da'oraisa, right? Bris Milah is Malacha's Chovel. Which Av Malacha is Chovel in? That is very not clear. Four different Shitas in the Rishonim. What is Chovel? Is Chovel Shochet? Right, it's like wounding. If you wound somebody, you know, you kill them versus you just move their blood. So is that, that's one makar. Others say it's soveya, you're coloring the skin. Right, that's two. Right, another item. Rashi quotes these. Kuv zayin aban aleph in Shabbos. Rashi quotes, chovel ben chayiv, tolda the shochet, and then kivan deyesh lehen or nitzva ha'or, bidama nitzra bar v'chayim isham soveya. Right, some say shochet is Chovel is shochet. Some say it is soveya. Others say the Rambam says it's dush. Dush is moving an item from its natural source, taking the seed out of the chaff. Right. So that's disha. And the Rambam also says wounding someone on Shabbos, punching somebody, making somebody bleed. That is the malacha of dush, according to the Rambam. But wait a minute, disha. The Gemara says ain't disha ela b'gedulei karka. Do people grow from the ground? Oh, gedulei karka by Shabbos does not mean grow from the ground, but rather it means live off the ground. Gidulei karka. Live off the ground. Gadol min hakarka. Excluding fish. That's the context of the Gemara there in Shabbos on daf ayin hey, squeezing fish, right, to get treles, or the snails. But marine animals, right, so ain't that they do not grow off the ground, and therefore, that's in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos, gidulei karka is defined differently. Here, in our context, l'chor, gedulei karka, is being defined as literally growing from the ground. Right? Basa b'chalav, the Gemara says, is not gedulei karka. Meaning, basa b'chalav is animals. Right? So it's a different definition in Hilchos Shabbos and here for Hilchos, learning out Hilchos Kashrus. Gedulei Karka. And again, we understand that Gedulei Karka can mean growing from the ground, and it could also mean, you know, gets nutrients and lives off the ground. And that only excludes fish, doesn't exclude, animals and people. But that's an important line, understanding from this line, because the Gemara says that Kilei HaKerem and Chametz and Arla are all Gidulei Karka, only Basa B'Chalav. In Hilchos Shabbos, even Basa B'Chalav, so to speak, would be Gidulei Karka. Good. So the Gemara says, so we just asked, we're at a question. So even with Kilei HaKerem, so the Makar shouldn't be good. Kilei HaKerem and Arla and Chametz are all from items that grow from the ground. Obviously, there are differences between, within those three. Two of them are Isurei Gidulim, and one of them just happens to be, that comes from the ground, right? We have Arla and Kilei HaKerem are Isurim in the Gidul. Chametz is not Usur in Gidulim. It's that if I take something that happens to grow from the ground and leaven it and have it on Pesach. So even though all those three are called Gidulei Karka, it's still not exactly the same, but enough for us to ask the kasha. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hakamim Shei Reish Lakish, second statement of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says another rule about how to undermine limudim. Kol mahatzad parchinan kaltuhu. A mahatzad, where we have two factors involved, and we go back and forth. Whenever we go back and forth between two factors, so then any little question on it would undermine it. Kolduhu, meaning, even if it's not a chumra and a kula, it's just different. Like here, gidulei karka, so is that a chumra or a kula? Neither. It's just different. So when you have a mahatzad, you can knock it out with any little difference. Lo im amarta, right, a different type of limud. When a third factor is introduced, called a lo im amarta, kal vachomer parchinan, kolduhu lo parchinan. That, the kasha has to be from a kal vachomer. One is more kal, one is more chomer. Not just, oh, it's different. Because if it's different, it's not going to be strong enough. You already have three limudim here. And therefore, there are rules. There are rules and regulations within the limudim that Chazal received. Again, we can say this at the end, but let me just say it now as well. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Chachmei HaMesorah different ways to interpret and to decipher the Torah. A lot of halachas were given encoded in the Torah, and we have to figure it out and decipher it. Again, those are dinim d'oraisa, hekesh gzeirah shava, and all of those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left open the possibility for the Rabbanan to come up and figure it out. And he gave them those rules. But the rules aren't hefker, aren't haphazard. There are different types of rules and limudim, and every limud has a way that they're undermined also. So a mahatzad, and a lo amamarta, and a mamatzinu, and a kavachomer, and a gzeir shava. We have all five of those on this amud right here. All the different types of limudim that Chazal were given, but there are rules and regulations. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. Reish Lakish is saying, what are the types of questions that you could ask on a mahatzad? What are the types of questions that you could ask on a lo imamarta? So the Gemara says, so that's not an appropriate question. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll ask you a different question. Second to last line, v'lifrok l'kulhu, malakulhu shekein gidulei karka. They're all gidulei karka, even if you add in kilei hakerem. It's still gidulei karka, and therefore, we're back to the question. So the Gemara says, Ela amar lei rev mordechai lerav ashi, hakabinim shei d'reish lakish. Another statement of Reish Lakish about limudim. Chada mechada, if you have one limud to another, right, learning A to B, chada mechada, kula v'chumra parchinan kol dulo parchinan. So that's a strong limud, and you could ask a kavachomer, but you can't ask a kolder. There's a difference. If it's, so what is a, every case is different. Every case in the Torah is different. You could always say, oh, this is something you wear, and this is something that goes on the ground. So if it's one limud straight, one from one, Rashi says, kagon bereish milsa, like all the way at the beginning. Like we were learning out from Arla. So you learn out from Arla. Parchinan kul vachomer, velo kolduhu. You have to ask a kavachomer. Back to the Gemara, Chade Mitarti, one from two, and it was the second stage of the Gemara, once we brought in Chametz, one from two, Afilu Kaldu Barchinan. Once you need a second one, it shows that it's a little more diluted of a limud, and therefore you can knock it out with even just a Kaldu, even just to any little difference. Meaning those two were different. Once you're bringing in two factors, if both of those factors have something in common, so then you could say it's not similar to the Lamed, The two malamdim are not similar to the lamed. Chada mitlas, this is still Reish Lakish talking, and what if you have one from three, then it depends. Ihadar dina va'asi b'matzad. If the way that you defend the three is that you go back and back and forth within these two, so then vasi mahatzad, so prachina kaldehu. So then it's like a mahatzad, and therefore you ask any type of question. If these have any similarity that the place you're learning to does not have, that would be a strong enough question. V'ilo, but if you don't go keep going back and forth within the two, so within the factors, so kula v'chomer parchinon kaldehu lo parchinon, then you have to ask a stronger type of question, a kal v'chomer type of question, and not any slight difference. Period. Stop there for a moment. So again, we have different types of limudim, and we needed three in order to teach us the iser hana'a of basar b'chalav, right? This is all within the sheet of Isi ben Yehuda. We needed arla, we needed chametz, and we needed kilei akarim. All three of those are able to teach me the iser hana'a altogether, the iser hana'a of basar b'chalav. Again, and all of these limudim are dinim d'araisa. It is interesting, I think we've noted in the past, the Rav Salvechik's thought on the Gemara in Meseches Gittin on Daf Samach, where the Gemara has there a machlokes, which is bigger, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebal Peh? An amazing machlokes, right? Which on the surface, you read that machlokes, like, how in the world is there a machlokes about this? Says the Gemara, Amar Belazar, Torah Rov Bichsav Umiyad Al Peh. That's an unbelievable shita. How is that possible? How could most of the Torah be Torah Shebichsav? Rashi, Rov HaTorah, Tluya B'Medrash Sheksuva Lemedrish Bichlalu Prat Vigzereshava Vishar Midos Shatorni Reshes Bahen Umiyuta Alpeh Shein Remez Lumodla Betora El Lamosha Nelmar Alpeh. So what's Rashi's pshat? Rashi says Bichsav means based on Psukim, not what we call Bichsav. Based on Psukim, which is basically all the Midos, right? And Miyad Alpeh, that means where you have no remez in the pasuk. No remez in the pasuk. Maybe the Rambam would even be mechalik between, remember the five categories of Torah Shebalpeh that we mention often, right? The Rambam maybe would be mechalik between Pirushim HaKubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. Halacha Moshe Misinai is totally no hint in the Torah at all. You can never figure it out in a million years. Pirushim HaKubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, that's, you know, Pre-Eitz Hadar and Ayin tachas ayin, all of those, it's interpreted how we interpret the Torah, but it's not totally arbitrary, totally not hinted to in the Torah. So that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, according to Rashi. Ro bichsav means most have some type of hint in the Torah. Umiyad alpeh, shemer echtov lo rubi tarasi kamozor nechshavu. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, rov alpeh umiyad bichsav. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, most is balpeh, umiyat bichsav. So, as we would have said, rov alpeh umiyat bichsav. So, according to Rashi, what's Rabbi Yochanan Shita? Rov alpeh. What, most? That's a little difficult, right? Most halachas that we know are learned out not from psukim in the Torah. It's all without any remez, right? That would be more challenging. Try to figure, according to Rashi, Rashi explains Rabbi Elazar Shita so well, you know, Rabbi Yochanan Shita becomes difficult. What do you mean, rov alpeh? Most of the halachas that we know are learned out. Unless you say Rav Salvechik suggested that maybe it's not a question of what's hinted to in the Ksav or not, but it's just based on Yud Gimel Midos, right? That category of halachas that we learn out from Yud Gimel Midos or others, even if there might not be Ramaz in the Torah, but if it's all Torah Sheval Pan that way, so that's included in the larger category of Ksav, so to speak. That category. What's Torah Sheval Peh? Torah Sheval Peh might be Didim Drabanan, might be halachas that we don't learn that from Yigul Midos, it's just Mesorah. Maybe that would be the halacha Moshe Bissinei also. But either way, it's a machlokas about all these limudim, right here. We have about four or five or six tools. So on our daf, we have Kal V'Chomer, we have Zira Shava, we have Ma'amatzinu, we have Mahatzad, we have Lohem Amarta. Right, all these limudim right here. So, how are they categorized? Either way, they were given to Chazal in order to interpret the Torah, and that is why, you know, on our daf we have all of these different limudim. Okay, so v'lifrach continues the Gemara. So we have a makar, but I'll ask you a kasha on the makar. Malak kelei akerem shkein lo haisal hashas hakosher. Kelei akerem cannot help you. Why? Because kelei akerem was always aser lo haisal hashas hakosher. That's not similar to basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav was mutter, and then it became aser. So that is not a good parallel, right? What's the Havamina by Kilei HaKerem here? What's Kilei HaKerem? Where I have grain that I plant in the proximity of a vineyard. That becomes Kilei HaKerem. So the Havamina here is Lo Haisel Ashasa Kosher. What does that mean? What do you mean? The seeds of the wheat that I put in, wasn't that mutter? And now I'm planting it in Kilei HaKerem. The Gemara, the Havamina is, before we get to the next line, those seeds never become usser. What's only usser is what grows in the proximity of Kilei HaKerem. But the seeds are always usser, the seeds are always mutter, the gidulim are always usser. So, isn't that a problem? That can't be a good malamid. So Amar of Ada Barava, it must be that we're wrong. Zosomeres, Kilei HaKerem, Ikara Nesar, V'haisel Anshasa Kosher Kod HaMashrasha. No, the seeds do become usser. Everything becomes usser. If I plant wheat in a vineyard, so all the wheat, even the original seeds, everything's usser, and therefore, we could say that Lo Haisa Lo Shasa Kosher. The seeds used to be mutter, and now they are usser. Continue a little more, and then we will talk a little bit about Kilei HaKerem. Mutter of Shemaya Bar Zeira. But what I mean, is it really true that the seeds become usser? Says the Mishnah in Kilayim, Hamavar Atzitz Naka Bakerem. If I take something that's growing in a flower pot, but it has a hole in the bottom of it, and there is some type of nourishment that goes through the hole, even if it's not attached to the ground. So if a mavir and atzitz nakav, a flower pot which has a hole in the bottom of it, in a kerem. So, is that Kilei HaKerem? So the question is, how slow did I go? So, im hosif basayim, if I went slow enough or I left it on a hanging tripod or something, im hosif basayim, if I left it there enough for it to grow 1/200th, so then aser, so then we know that's the shear of Kilei HaKerem. 200, right? Shum is 100, Kilei HaKerem is 200. So, if it grew that amount, so usser. So now it grew that amount, so it's usser. Hosif in, lo hosif lo. Bodoim v'daik, only if it grew. Sounds like only the gidulim, right? What grows is usser. Hosif masai, hosif lo. But, lo hosif lo, if it did not grow, so then it won't be usser. So doesn't that show that only what grows is usser and not the seeds? Amar Abaya, Trey Kroik Sivi. Really, there's two different psukim. Ksiv by Kilei HaKerem. Pentikdash Hamaleya. Right, that's one, it's really the same pasuk, but it's we different words. Pentikdash Hamaleya. Hamaleya means what fills in and what grows. Ksiv Hazera. And it says the Zera itself is usser. Hamaleya Zera, it's all one pasuk. But how do we understand that? Is it what grows or is it just the Iker? So HaKetzad, Zarua Meikaro. If I had a case where I planted mamish in the kerem, and it was not planted, nothing was growing beforehand. I take a seed, I put it in the kerem, so that's usher totally, bahashrasha, that it grows, it's usher right when it starts. Zarua uba, but if it's already from, it was growing somewhere else, and then I move it, so hosif in lo hosif lo, so then it only goes by hosafa. So, sometimes the zera is ne'asar if it's planted in the usher context, and sometimes the zera is not if it already grew beforehand, and now only the gidulim are going to be usher. Okay, a lot to talk about here on Kilei HaKerem. First of all, if we look at Rashi, Rashi is clear, and other Rishonim too, but we'll just read the Rashi, that the whole issue of by Kilei HaKerem, where it grows more than 1/200th, or grows 1/200th, that's all about in the context of bittel. Bittel, if it grows this amount, then it's no longer batel. If it grew less than this amount, then it's batel. Rashi, hosef masayim. Hosef besocha kerem echad mi masayim. If 1/200th grew while it was in the kerem, shegadol hayerek o garine hazra'im besocho, dahavilu meya v'tishim v'tisha, 199 to heter. V'chelek ha-masayim, and the 1/200th, have iser usser. So if you have 1 to 199, if that's the ratio, so that's usser. Only 1 to 200 would be mutter. So 1 to 199 is usser. Because shekin him host of yoser, and surely if it grew more than 1/200th, to Kilei HaKerem ein betelim ach yehebo masayim deheter v'ha echad shel iser. Because Kilei HaKerem requires bittel 1 to 200. Fine. So we see it works through bittel. Asher Shlomo Zalman in the tshuva. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina lo batel? And many Rishonim hold min b'mina lo batel. We had Rashi, right? Many Rishonim hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, min b'mina lo batel. So here, how is Kilei HaKerem ever batel? Right? We say, If it grows less than 1/200th, so then it's batel in the hefter. But it's all min bamino. It's the same thing. It's even better than min bamino. So why should bittel work? Right? How does that, any amount that grows should be usur by kilei akerem. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the Mincha Shlomo, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shekiven Shemasha Min Bamino Eino Bata. What's the source? We mentioned it a number of times in this Pesachta. What's the source for Min Bamino? Lo Eino Bata, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sa'ir. Right? The Torah mentions both, even though the Dam of the Par is much more, but it still mentions the Dam of the Sa'ir, so they coexist. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because that's the Makar, it has to be similar to that case of Min Bamino. What's similar to that case? There were two items that became together. There were two items that were mixed together. Here, it's one item that's growing. That's not min bimino. We might call that mino. That's not min bimino. That's all one thing. That's similar to this case. Shekivan shemashe min bimino in batol amei Rabbi Yochanan mashenem avalokach min amaparmid amasoyir. Vekivan shekein yish lomar shetzorech sheyehidumya didamasoyir. Shahayanikar kodem bifnei atzmo. Only if it is two items. Valachin bimino nishar hu af Achar hataaroves bishmo akodem. Right, it remains. Masha einkein b'taaroves kilayim shenolad ha'iser b'toch hataaroves shal heter v'lo hukar me'olam ha'iser b'vnei atzmo. The iser was net nikar beforehand. Bofan kazeh yesh lomar shav Rabbi Yehuda modeh shemin b'mino batel. Even there, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree. So it has to be similar to dama par and dama sa'ir, and this case is not, and therefore it wouldn't be aser. Number one. Number two, the Isurim and the mitzvahs of Kilei Akerem, we know are counted as two. There's two separate mitzvahs regarding Kilei Akerem, in the Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Kuf Mem Ches, not to be Zorea Kilei HaKerem, and not to eat Kilei HaKerem, right? Other Kilayim are mutter to eat. I'm not allowed to graft, let's say, certain types of fruits and vegetables together. But if I did it, if I go to the store, do I have to worry that there was a grafted orange and a pomelo that they created a new fruit? No, because it's not aser b'achila. It's only aser zriya. Kelei hakerem is aser b'hana. Kelei hakerem, that's the only one. Right? Besides, I mean, the iser shatn is iser levisha. And even by crossbreeding animals, right? A mule is not aser b'hana. It's also to cross-breed animals. It's also to cross-work animals. Right? Those are all the types of kilayim. Clothing, two types of kilay behema, cross-breeding and cross-working, and then kilay zraim and kilay hakerem. Only kilay hakerem is usur to get benefit from, besides the you're allowed to sell shanis, you just can't wear shanis. But says the midaraisa. So that's the two separate isurim that are mentioned in the Torah, based on the psukim here in Parshas Kisetze, Tavkuf Memches and Tavkuf Memtes. What's the message? And he talks about the shorish of the mitzvah of Kilai Hakerem. Why is the Isra of planting Kilai Hakerem? Yishorish HaMitzvah, Mitzvah's Kilayim. He already wrote about general Kilayim. And then he says here, right, Kilayim, the Chena talks about the creations that Hashem doesn't want. V'adayin Srichan Arno L'daber Po, Matam Nischadish HaIsra B'Kerem, Debi'ina Bo Kilayim Milvad HaKerem. Right, there's an interesting issue. You know, on a daraisa level, you need chita and sa'ora besides the karam. You need two other types, and maybe the karam is so defining that it would totally be mevatel any other type that comes to be with it. But regarding why grapes in general are different, so says the chinuch, Sharshi HaMitzvah HaKdama Yadua HaDavar B'chol HaMitzvah SaTorah Ki Kol Davar Lefi HaKishalon SheMatsui Bo Yoser Yachikenu HaKel Mimenu. The more something is common, the more Hashem would want you to distance yourself from it. Ve'ein Safik Ki Netiyas HaKerem Sibo L'Yayin SheBo Kama Michsholos L'Bnei Adam Hipil Rabim Chalim B'Chamdam Oso. Wine is very common. We have wine for Kiddush, we have wine for Yantif. Wine and mitzvahs related and events, ki is adem ma'orer yetzer leif adam ra umediach yetzer tov v'cholatz aso achol v'shaso v'chulu. And therefore, that's why he quotes Nazir, halo dai barova mecholos hayotzim imenu achar gemar bishulo lo tov lios od gam hascholaso ba'avera avotukad hakol apri v'hekesh v'eitzim v'chol asherbo. So he says that, you know, there's enough problems with wine you know, without adding on any other. So therefore, you know, once, even if it's something is connected to wine, we are going to aser it. Okay, he goes a little more into the secrets of Kilei HaKerem. Either that's in Tuf Kuf Memtes. More there. One final point, and that is something that comes up again here and in Hilchos Shabbos, and that's noted by the Minchas Chenech. If you look at the language of our Gemara, the Gemara says, Zarua Meikaro Me'ashrasha. So what did that mean? If you plant it, then it does it right away. Do you need Hashrasha? Do you need Hashrasha? What if I put a seed in the ground, and I take it out before it takes root? Did I violate the Isser? So yes, it's only going to become Asr Bahana'a by Hashrasha. That's minimum what our Gemara is saying. Zarua Meikaro Bahashrasha. What about the Isser itself? Did I violate the Isser of Kilei HaKerem right away? So then Minchas Chinuch assumes you did. You did. And it's based on the Chinuch. This Chinuch here in Tav Kuf Memchas, the Chinuch here says, Beferish. Let's read the Lashon. V'over al zeh, v'zara chita v'sa'ora v'chatzim v'polos yad. I wheat, barley, and grape seed. I throw onto the ground. At one time, I get Malkas Daraisa. Miyad shezaron. The second that you plant it is going to be Malkas Daraisa. Aval inyan sheyi asru bahana'a eina masru miyad shezoran arachar ashrasha. The Sefer HaChinuch says beferish. The end of Tavkuf Memches, the iser of planting Kilei HaKerem is immediate. Right when I put the seeds in the ground, it's only going to be asr bahana'a after it grows, after it takes root. That is the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. And he knows that Rashi Yimsachem is against this. Rashi Yimsachem and Daf Chafei seems to hold that, no, only by Ashrasha is an Aser. Minchas Chinuch, though, is a fan of this Shita of the Chinuch. I don't think he cross-references, but it's a similar parallel machlokes that the Minchas Chinuch himself has with other Achronim, and that is for Hilchos Shabbos. What about for Hilchos Shabbos? What happens if I put a seed in the ground on Shabbos, and then I pick it up 10 minutes later? Did I violate the Malacha of Zoreah? Malacha of Zoreah? So says the Menchas Chinuch, yes, you did. You did violate the Malacha. Because after all, and again, you have to be able, we can answer this question, he says, every time you plant something in the ground, the Hashrasha is only going to take place a couple of days later, so how does the Malacha of Zoreah ever work? So he says, it must be that it works right away, the first second. And other Achronim are not so comfortable. What do you mean? If you pick it up? No. It's like putting a pot on the fire to cook, and then you take it off before it's cooked. Are you going to be chayav for bishul before you let it happen? So Minchas Chinuch says, no, that's different. There, it's about the result. Here, it's about the maisa zriya, even if it never becomes to Ashrasha. And other achronim say, no, this is just like bishul. And if I picked it up before, then there's no iser. That's the Minchas Chinuch in the Mosach Shabbos, in Parshas Yisro. He says, even if your kavana is to pick it up in 5 minutes from now, by the seed, you're still going to be Asa Daraisa. Then you're a Pashat. It's so Pashat that not everybody agrees to it. Da filu imzara adaita lagbia tekem anakarka. Velo yitzmach klau, mikomakom maisa hazriya b'makom tzmicha asra Torah. The Torah asers doing an act of zriya in a place where it could grow. Vizeh havile malacha, v'yemkein havile kibona amanas listar, okosiv amanas libchok. Devade chavala maisa, hachanami kein nire borur. It's borer, right? The Rishash, there in Masechta Shabbos, in the seventh parak, argues on that. He says, what are you talking about? Of course, the Hashrasha could take place on Tuesday. But you're going to be chayav for the Maisa that was done earlier, but you need the Hashrasha. The Hashrasha is a Tanai. But the Tanai of the Malacha doesn't have to happen on Shabbos. Okay, but it's Minchas Chinuch L'Shitaso. Both in Kilayim and in Shabbos, right, the Maisa Zriya is what's Aser, even though, let's say here, the Isser Hana would only be afterwards. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mastisan Deloki Aitana. So we just spent a whole Amud figuring out the Shita. How do we know that Basa Bechala, this Asar, Bihana'a? So now we're going to say that not everybody agrees to it. Not everybody holds that Basa Bechala is Asar Bihana'a. Right, the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Tanya, Shimon Yehuda Omer, Mishim Rabbi Shimon, Basa Bechala, Asar Bechilu, Mutter Bihana'a. Rabbi Shimon says, it's Mutter. To get hana'a, remember, it doesn't say beferish anywhere in the Torah. Mutter to get hana'a from Basa B'chala. Shenemar ki'am kadosh ata, v'nemar lahalon, v'anshe kodesh tihiyun li. Right, the first original makar that Isi ben Yehuda also used. But he went further and found this or hana'a. But he uses the makar just to treifa. Malahala nasa bachila mutter bahana. Afkan asa bachila umutter bahana. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's only mut asr bachila. Next discussion we had back in the Mishnah. On Kuf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Chayva Of, the Chulu. Rabbi Kiva learns Chayen Of, whether they're included or not, that was Chayen Of or not Minatora. He learns it out from Losavasha Gedi Bachalevimo. It says Gedi three times, excluding Chayes Ofos and Behemos Tameos. So the Gemara says, Ha Hani Ha Afkinu Luki the Shmuel. Didn't we already exclude, and you, Shmuel had a number of Limudim that taught us, excluding the Shilya and the Shalil, the whole Gemara and Kufi Gimel obeys. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold of all of those halachas? So Ksav Rabbi Kiva, says, no, a lot of them you don't need a pasuk for. To review, remember all of those on Kuf Yud Gimel. Isser chal al isser, Ksav Rabbi Kiva, isser chal al isser. Number one, Rabbi Kiva thinks isser is chal al isser, so you don't need a separate makar for the chalev and the other ones that vela. Chalev u mesa l'tzvich ikra. So chalev and mesa do not need a pasuk because isser chal al isser. Shalil gedi ma'al yahu. A shalil, the fetus, that's a gedi. You don't need a pasuk to include that. Aitu leit luhu kulu. So that's why all the other ones are left open. Pra l'chaya v'of ulubehema tameya. So you work out all the sources. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer nemer lo sochlu. Rabbi Yossi Aglili sheet is brought up in the end of the Mishnah. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili Rabbi Akiva. What's the difference? Ika ben nayu chaya. The difference is Chaya. What's the halacha about basar chaya? Rabbi Yosef Lili Savar Chaya Daraisa. Rabbi Kiva Savar Chaya Darabanan. One opinion of the machlokas. That's not mafurish in the Mishnah. Whether Chaya is Daraisa Darabanan or Ibayis Ema Of Ikebenayu. Is Of Aser at all? Rabbi Kiva Savar Chaya Of Einan Minatora Hami Darabanan Asiri. Rabbi Kiva holds that Of is at least aser drabanan. Rabbi Yosi Aglili savar of afilu midrabanan nami lo aser. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds you're allowed to cook chicken and milk. He does not hold of that isa drabanan of bisar of bechalav. Tani nami achi. We also under the brice at the beginning of Rabbi Elazar demila b'makomosh Rabbi Eliezer in the city of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed in Shabbos holds that not only is bris mila docha Shabbos, bris mila bismana docha Shabbos, but the machshire mila. I'm allowed to sharpen the knife. I'm allowed to do any preparatory stages on Shabbos. That's also docha. So that's what they used to do in his town. Hayu Carson ate and used to chop wood on Shabbos. Lasos pachamin to make coals. Lasos barzel in order to be able to get the knife prepared on Shabbos. So A, and Bekomosh, Rabbi Yosei Aglilu, Haya Ochlin, Basar Of Bechalav. And Rabbi Yosei Aglilu's town, they used to eat Basar Bechalav, Basar Of Bechalav. And again, you might say, how could that be? How could that be? The answer is, it's a concept of Mesorah. Before the Shulchan Aruch came along and made one Shulchan Aruch for all of Klal Yisrael, then there were different Shittas. Everyone went by their Rav, right, in the days of the Tanoim. Right, again, already the Rishonim tried to universalize the psak. I mean, that's what the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush did, right? They said, what do we paskin from the Gemara? But in the days of the Gemara, different Tanoim said different things, and their Talmidim and their city were not only allowed, but they were chayev to follow their Rebbe, right? And that's what he yelled, Basar Of Bechalav is not the Araisa, and therefore they were able to eat it in his city. Again, even a generation later, If they still held to this, this is the halacha. Basar Of. Good. So Levi Igal Bei Yosef Rishba. Levi once visited, Bei Yosef the trapper. Aslakame Resha de Tiusa Bechalba. They brought him a chick, bird in milk. He didn't say anything. Aslakame de Rebbe Amarle Amilo Tashmatinu. Why didn't you excommunicate them? They were eating Basar Of Bechalav. Amarle Asir, the Behuda Bemeseirahu. It was the town of Behuda Bemeseirah, Va'amina. And I said, Darash Luk Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Amar Yasov, Shein Lo Chalavim. Maybe he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And therefore, he had somebody to rely on. I wasn't going to jump on them if I didn't know what their Shita was. And therefore, I didn't say anything. Of course, we hold Basar Of Bechalav is Asur Durabanan. So we don't go to either of the extremes. We don't say it's Asur Daraisa. We don't say it's Mutter. We say Basar Of is Durabanan, even though we hold Basar Chaya is Daraisa. Good. Next Mishnah, also about Basar Bechalav. Kebas Ovei Kelchavim. So the keva, what's the keva here? Even though keva literally means the one of the stomachs of the animal, but the way that the Mishnah uses the word keva is about the enzymes that are excreted, the rennet that's excreted from the inside of the animal that helps coagulate milk into cheese. So, what happens if I take the keva, the rennet of an ove kachavim, of an animal that was owned by an idolater? So if I take that rennet from that animal and I coagulate my milk with it, so is that milk going to be asur or mutter? So kevas ove kachavim shal nevela, harizu asura. So if I take that enzyme from the inner lining and I make cheese with it, it's going to be asur because it was affected by tarfus. It was affected by ove kachavim's animal and nevela. Hama'amid ba'or shel keva, right, kshera or not kshera, but if I'm ma'amid, what's the case of ma'amid ba'or? If I take a piece of the stomach tissue itself and I put it into the milk, I don't take the whole keva and I put it in, but I take a piece of the or shel keva, the actual, you know, a part of the animal, so then it depends. Says the Mishnah, im yesh b'no sein tam, if that or keva nevela gives off tam into the milk, so then harizu asur, that's basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav, that's even a kosher animal. Im yesh b'no sein tam, harizu asura. So therefore, one has to make sure that if one uses that, there's no nesinas tam. Good. Even before we continue, there's a lot on these lines. There's a big machlokas we've shown, and we don't have time to go into here. The Ron here quotes the Rimigash and the Rambam versus others. By basar b'chalav, the Mishnah says here you need tam. What if it wasn't basar b'chalav? What if it was just the or hakeva of a nevela? Will you also be nosing tam? Or is that, no, that's called ma'amid. That's called, if you are ma'amid something, if you have an iser ingredient that causes the shaping or the tsura of a certain heter item, so maybe even without nosing tam, that would be usser. So again, the Gemara Dafka talks about the case of Kshera and Basa B'chalav, so is there any difference? Good look in the Rimigash here quoted in the Ran and others. But I just wanted to mention one marker and then we'll do the Gemara. Reb Kiva Eger and a Tshuva, very important Tshuva. Simon Reish Zion in Reb Kiva Eger, Tshuvas, Simon Kuf Zion. He says, even without Nesinas Tam, what about Eim Avat L'Nesil L'Chadchila? Right, we had that already a number of times. You can't be Mavatel something L'Chadchila knowing that it's going to be Batel. So here we're going to take the rennet of the animal. We're going to say that's a little bit of Basar. Right, putting the keva, the ora keva in. That's meat. I'm going to put it in the milk. So Mishnah says, as long as it's not nosing tam. What do you mean if it's not nosing tam? What about ein mevatlanis l'chadchila? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, ein mevatlanis l'chadchila does not apply to basa b'chalav. Wow. Meaning, when I have something that's usser, it's already usser. So if I put it into a mixture, and I'm going to be mevatlanis, that's ein mevatlanis l'chadchila. You're taking an isser and being mevatlanis. But basa b'chalav, it's just not basa b'chalav yet. Right, if it's either, you know, basa b'chalav or not basa b'chalav, but it's not basa b'chalav yet. He says, "Hare basa b'chalav b'yeshishim lav midin bittel hu kivan to kol echad b'fnei atzma mutter v'yoiser hu ayde chiburan yachad lo shayach inyan bittel." And he quotes the Rashi Maseches Nida. Right, the Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Nida talk about a fascinating case. The Gemara there in Maseches Nida talks about what if I have a shirt and I have one string of kelayim somewhere in this shirt. Is there bittel? There's no bittel by kelayim. Even if there's one string, ask Tosfos, why isn't there bittel? Why isn't there bittel by kelayim? You know, one to a million. So a million strings in there. Tosfos says, lebatel baruba, v'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, lo shayach bittel barov elek she'isr me'urav beheter. If it's mixed in, here, kelayim sheshneim heter, v'nesar ma'aydi taroves, kach asar meruba, kamo amuah. There's no bittel there, because both items, bittel is where something gets mixed in. So an iser gets mixed into a heter. Here, you have two items that are mutter together, mutter separately, and then you put them together, they're neser aidei taroves. So bittel's not going to work there. That's Tosfos. Then the Rashi says, what about basa b'chalav? Basa b'chalav is the same thing as kelayim. So kelayim doesn't have bittel, but basa b'chalav has bittel. What's the difference? Says the Rashi, v'lo dami l'basa b'chalav. This is here, nita samachalav. It's not called basa b'chalav without nesinas tam. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's not bittel. It's just not basar b'chalav. What's bittel? Yeah, something that's asur and you're mevatel it. Here, no. It never got to the stage of isur. Hare delami din bittel asinan Allah. Ela doha isur eno maschil ela baderach nesinas tam. Zebaze. Aide bishol. Ubalek nesinas tam me olam lo nasa basar b'chalav anuchala isur klal. Then he goes into, which again, we're not make or buy. Oh, so if I want to put a little bit of milk into my chicken soup, less than 1:60, that's okay? No, of course not. So he's got a, the lumdus wise, according to that lumdus, why is that a problem? So he's got to work that out. But again, that's the lumdus here, Bikiva Eger, that really, when it comes to basa b'chala, before it becomes basa b'chala, if it's not working through pittel, it's just that it's not usur. Okay, weiter. Ksheira shiyanka mina trefa, if I have a kosher animal that nursed from its mother, who happened to be a trefa. So kibasa asura. So all the milk in its, right, before it's digested, the milk that's in its keva, in its stomach, right, when it goes in, it's going to be asur, because that's milk that came straight from a trefa. That's a yotze min trefa. Opposite, trefa shiyanka min ha-ksheira kibasa muteris, b'deshakonis b'meyaha, because the milk is just in there before it gets digested, and therefore it is going to be mutter. You go by the source of where the milk came from. So says the Gemara, back to the first line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, whether you use the keva of an ovei kochavim or of an nevela. So Gemara says, isn't that the same? Ado kevas ovei kochavim lav nevela. He isn't that nevela. Amrafuna hacha belokeach gedim in ovei kochavim askinan. We're talking about, no, you bought a goat from an ovei kochavim. You bought a goat from an ovei kochavim and you shechted it. Right, and therefore, chayshinan, so that's those are the two cases. V'chayshinan shema yonak mena trefa. So it's two cases. One is not no longer the Ovi Kochav anymore. So it's not Nevela because you bought it. Right? So it's going to be a Shchuta, and therefore it's two separate cases. Says the Gemara, Omi Chashina Shema Yonak Ben Atrefa. Are we really Choshesh that when you buy an animal that you're Choshesh that the milk in there is from a Trefa? V'hatanya, but then we learned in the Brisa, Lochem Beisim Ovi Kochavim we had earlier. You're allowed to buy eggs from a guy. V'ein Choshesh Shem Nevela V'lo Mishem Trefa. We don't have to worry that the eggs came from a Nevela or a Trefa. Nechoshish for those things. So here too, when you buy a goat from an ovei kochavim, you don't have to worry that the goat nursed from the mother who happened to be a trefa. So ela'ema, chayshina shema yonak mena tmeya. Okay, you don't have to worry about trefas, but non-kosher animals. The goy has non-kosher animals. Well, maishta trefa delo chayshina and maishta tmeya de chayshinan. Why are we worried about tmeya, non-kosher, but we're not worried about trefa? So Gemara says, trefa lo shchicha, tmeya shmeya shchicha. Trefas aren't shchiach. To have an animal with a life-threatening type of wound. Tmeyeth, non-kosher animals are shriach. Whereas it says, shriach, filo gabedi danechosh. If they're common, so aren't they common around? So maybe even our animals we should be choshesh for. Anan, dibidalinon minayu. We, if we see our little goats that are nursing or want to nurse from a non-kosher animal, we would be mafresh and separate them. Anan debatlina minayu, v'chi chazina luhu, and if we see it mafreshina luhu, we would separate. Lo gozer, we're Rabbanah, we're not warrant gozer. Inu, delo badili minayu, but they don't care. V'chi chazu luhu, mafreshi luhu, gozer, we're Rabbanah. So Rabbanah, we're gozer by non-kosher, by the, we are choshesh, if I buy an animal from an obe kochavim, that those animals might have nursed from a non-kosher mother, and therefore, it's going to be us. We have to treat it as yonak minha, minha trefa. That is all number one pshat. Number one pshat of the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah mean by obe kochavim and nevela? Obe kochavim is obe kochavim. And, the other one might be that two separate cases, because I bought the gidi from the guy. Shmuel Amar, different shot of the Mishnah. Chadak Tani, really is one case. Kevas, shchitas, ovei kochavim nevela. It means the keva of an animal, of an ovei kochavim, which is a nevela. It's not two separate ones. Good. Umiyar Mishmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this, that we have to be worried that the keva of nevela is asura, meaning keva, meaning, and we can consider the rennet as if it's part of the animal, right? Because remember the first line of the Mishnah. The keva of Novi Kochavim is asur. It doesn't say anything about nosin tam. No, we assume that that is asur. The keva nevela is asur. And therefore, is that really what he holds? But, Bahamar Shmuel, but doesn't Shmuel quote the whole conversation? Right, the Mishnah of Odezara has a long conversation, but we're just quoting part of it. We don't have time to go through the whole thing. Rashi quotes the whole conversation back and forth. Mibnei ma asru givinas Novi Kochavim. Why is idolatrous cheese asur? Mibnei Shema'amidin oso be'or kevas nevela. Because we do ma'amid, it's related to what we discussed in the Mishnah, where ma'amid, we coagulate it with the body part itself. Remember the or kevas nevela. That's what the problem is. Because of the body part, the or itself. Ha'keva, but just the rennet, the enzymes from it, gufa sharya. Mashba, the cheese is going to be a problem because of the or kevas nevela. Mashba, if it's just the keva, just the rennet that comes out of it, we're not going to treat that as the animal itself. So why here, in our Mishnah, Shmuel interprets the Mishnah as the keva being nevela's asur itself? So lokasha, kan kodem chazara, kan lacha chazara. No, there were a couple of stages. If you look in the Mishnah there, in Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chavtes Mabez, there's a couple of stages where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua going back and forth. What the reason is, so one of them, when Shmuel said this here, it was only by one of the stages and not by both stages. They're just in different stages of the conversation. Okay. Kshira Shiyakam and Atreva Vachulu, a little bit further. So Kshira, that's Yonik from the Trefa, so we have to assume the milk is Trefa. But the opposite we assume is Mutter. Vaktani Resha, Kevas Oveik Al-Chavim Shal Nevela Harezu Asura. Right? So therefore, how can we say the Keva of a Trefa is Kshira? Right, if here we see, the Mishnah says that if a treifa that you use yonik from a ksheira is kosher, the first part of the Mishnah is that nevela is not kosher. So what's the difference between nevela and treifa? Amar Rav Chisda, reisha nira ka'ochel nevelos. Right, in the reisha, it's nevela, so it appears if you're coagulating with the piece of nevela, that's a problem. Hacha ika shchita, and here it's shachut. Rashi says, Meikra din, they're both mutter. It's just that nevela is more disgusting than a trefa. It's more ma'us, Rashi says. Right, see, so the third to fourth to last line of Rashi. V'lo mi'isa kule haike nevela. Right, nevela is worse. Nevela is just the animal that died. Trefa, at least it had a shchita. Amalei Rava, back to the Gemara, v'alaf kol dechenu. Isn't it a kol shekein? Uma nevela de mi'isa. De isharis le kevasa lo asi lemecha mina amart lo. It should be just the opposite. Nevela, which is so disgusting in people's eyes, it died without a shchita. You shouldn't have to make a gzera, right? If you allow the enzymes from the stomach, people aren't going to come to eat from it. Trefa shchuta di sharis asil mecha minela kol shekein. But a trefa, because it's not as disgusting in people's eyes, shouldn't you have more worry? So Elam Rav Yitzchak Rav Yochanan. Okay, you're right. Go back. Lo kasha kan konim chazara kan laachar chazara u'mishter lo tazamim koma. You're right. Don't answer that there's a chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa. It's two different stages of history in the conversation between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, as was described there in Masechta Avodah Zarah, and therefore, there's no contradiction. It's different stages of the Mishnah. Okay, you know, maybe we'll stop here by Amar Rabbi Chiya, so we don't have to rush through the last few lines, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next time with the last daf in the eighth parak here in Masechta Chulin.